from the beautiful Sunshine Coast of Australia. This is the Awake Nations Ministries podcast, equipping the church for revival, reformation, and kingdom impact. Learn more about us by visiting awakeaus.com.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at a stack of documents that, well, it really gets at a frustration I think a lot of us have felt, even if we can't quite put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, you know, that disconnect between the kind of Christianity you read about in history books, or heck, in the Bible itself, and the reality of our daily lives.
It's the maintenance mode problem.
Right, exactly. You go to church, you hear a good sermon, you even agree with it intellectually, but then Monday morning hits and nothing really changes. You feel like you're just, I don't know, maintaining the machinery instead of actually going somewhere.
And the documents we're digging into today, which outline the launch of a new initiative called Sent College, they argue this isn't an accident. It's actually a structural issue in how we typically train believers.
So this isn't just a philosophy. It's a prospectus for an institution that says it's less of a school and more of a, what's the phrase they use?
A boot camp for kingdom advancement.
There it is. And we should be really clear on the timeline, because this isn't some theoretical thing way off in the future. This program is launching its academic year on February 5th, 2026.
Yeah, so we're looking at this right as it's about to go live.
And what immediately stood out to me right on page one was this phrase from the founder, Glenn Bleakney. He makes a distinction between digging wells and building fences.
Yes, I highlighted that too.
I mean, it sounds great, but usually in academia, fences are kind of the point, right? You want to define who's qualified, who's in, who's out.
Precisely. Traditional education is built on that kind of exclusivity. The fence creates value by making it scarce. Sent College seems to be, you know, completely flipping that on its head.
So what does digging a well mean in this context?
It suggests the main goal is access to the source. In this case, the living water of Scripture and the Holy Spirit. The argument here is that for too long, the church has spent its energy protecting the water and not enough time actually helping people drink from it.
So it's more of an open source model versus a gated community.
In a way, yes. They're removing the barriers, and we'll definitely get to the price and logistics, which are a huge part of that. But the theological barrier is the big one they're tackling first.
Mm-hmm.
They're challenging this whole idea that deep, rigorous training is only for the professional clergy.
That's a key difference. When I hear Bible college, I immediately picture a 20-year-old training to be a pastor. But looking at their learner profile here, that's not really who they're aiming for, is it?
Not primarily, no. It's a much wider net. They talk about the marketplace leader who wants to bring, you know, kingdom principles into the boardroom. They talk about the stay-at-home parent, the intercessor. The language they use is for someone who wants to be theologically astute, but also spiritually alive.
Which brings us to their method. This is the part where I really sat up and thought, okay, this is different. Most colleges talk about academic rigor. They talk about this four-part framework: head, heart, hands, and hearing.
And the order there really matters. Head is where it all starts.
Okay.
The documents were clear that they are anti-biblical illiteracy. They want students who know their doctrine, who can handle hermeneutics, which is really just the science of how to read the Bible correctly so they don't fall into, you know, strange errors.
So they're not skipping the intellectual part.
No, not at all. But they argue that the intellect is the starting line, not the finish line. And that's where heart comes in. Character formation.
Right. Because you can be a theological genius and still be a terrible person.
We've all seen enough leadership failures to know that's true. Unfortunately, yes. M comes hands. This is almost like the trade school part of it.
You mean, can you actually do this stuff?
Exactly. Can you pray for the sick? Can you share the gospel in a clear way? But for me, the fourth one is the real game changer. Hearing.
I wanted to ask about that. Hearing feels, it feels subjective. In a typical academic setting, how on earth do you grade hearing?
And that's the thing, you can't, really. Which is why most seminaries just avoid it entirely. Hearing here refers to prophetic sensitivity, the ability to discern what the Holy Spirit is doing right now in the moment.
So you can have all the theory down, but if you can't hear what's happening now,
your ministry is just dead mechanics.
Mm.
You can have the theology, the character, and even the skills, but without that sensitivity to God's immediate voice, it's just a formula.
It's like the difference between a doctor who just knows the textbook and one who can actually diagnose the patient sitting right in front of them.
That's a perfect analogy. And to teach this, they've built something into the class structure itself. It's called the Unpacking Lab.
And this happens on the Thursday night classes.
Yes. So the class runs on Thursday evenings. You get the lecture, you know, the head knowledge. But they don't just end the call. They move straight into this Unpacking Lab. It's dedicated time for activation.
So if the topic was on prophetic ministry, you're not just taking notes.
You're practicing prophecy. If it was on healing, you're praying for each other. It forces the issue. It moves the student from, I agree with this concept, to, I am doing this thing in the same session.
Wow. That gets rid of the whole passive listener problem.
It does. From an educational standpoint, that immediate application is how adults actually learn and retain things.
Okay, let's shift to the theology behind all this. The name Scent isn't just a catchy brand.
Yeah.
It's pulled from the Greek, right?
It is. It comes from the word apostolo.
Which is where we get the word apostle.
Exactly. Apostolo means to send forth with a commission. The whole identity of the college is built on the idea that Jesus was the first and ultimate sent one. And because of that, every believer is also meant to be sent.
It's a direct challenge to the idea that we're just meant to gather and sit.
It's about gathering to go, which ties perfectly into their very first course, the one launching on February 5th. The fivefold ministry.
Now, for a listener who maybe didn't go to seminary, that term might sound a little bit like insider jargon. Can you break that down?
Sure. It's based on a passage in Ephesians chapter 4. It says that Christ gave specific gifts to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, or pastors and teachers. Some people use the acronym APEST.
APEST. Okay, got it.
The diagnosis in the Scent College material is that the modern Western church is suffering from shepherd-teacher dominance.
Meaning we only really make room for the pastors and the teachers.
Precisely. Think about a normal Sunday service. Who's up front? A pastor who is teaching. The whole structure is built around care, which is shepherding, and information, which is teaching. And those are good things. They're essential.
Right.
But they argue without the other three: the apostle who pioneers new ground, the prophet who gives divine direction, and the evangelist who gathers in the lost. The church just becomes stagnant.
It begins in the classroom or a hospital, but not an army.
That's a great way to put it. It creates a consumer culture where the congregation just sits back to be fed by the professional clergy. This course is about reigniting all five of those engines. It's about validating the person in the pew who doesn't fit the pastor mold. Maybe they're an entrepreneur that's apostolic, or a creative that's prophetic. It tells them you have a vital function.
So the goal is the maturation of the body, as the text says. It's about decentralizing ministry.
Which goes right back to wells, not fences. If everyone is equipped, everyone has a role to play.
The faculty seems to fit that vibe too. We mentioned Glenn Bleakney. His bio paints him as a practitioner first and an academic second.
That really seems to be the model. He leads Awake Nations Ministries. He's been part of revival movements for 30 years. The faculty aren't people writing papers for obscure journals. They're out there doing the work. It's more mentorship than professorship.
And the course list for 2026 reflects that. I'm looking at it here. Besides fivefold ministry, you've got kingdom of God, prophetic ministry, preaching, and union with Christ.
Union with Christ is a really foundational one. It all deals with identity. Because if you don't know who you are in God, all the power stuff, the miracles, the signs, it can actually crush you. They're trying to build the internal person so they can handle the external weight of ministry.
Okay, we absolutely have to talk about the logistics and the price, because this is where they're really being disruptive. Normally, when you talk about theological education, you're talking about, well, tens of thousands of dollars and probably moving to another city.
And this is where that open source idea really hits the wallet. They've practically eliminated the financial barrier.
The price listed here is US$150 per course.
That's right. There's a one-time registration fee of $150, and then it's just pay as you go for each course you take.
That is aggressively low.
It is. Just for context, a single credit hour at a private Christian university can be anywhere from $500 to $1,000. A full three-credit course would be thousands. $150 is basically just covering materials and admin. It's a signal that their goal isn't profit, it's mobilization.
And I have to move. It's all online.
It's a hybrid model. You've got the live Zoom sessions on Thursday nights, which gives you that community feel if the time zone works for you. And this is so important for a global audience, they have a video-only option. You can watch all the replays, do the work on your own time, and still graduate.
I do want to touch on the accreditation because they're very upfront about this, which I respect. It says they're accredited in the state of Texas as a religious training school.
Right. And that's a very strategic choice. It's important for you, the listener, to understand the trade-off here.
What is that trade-off?
Well, if you want a degree that's going to get you a state license to be a therapist or a teaching certificate for a public school, you need government or secular accreditation. Scent College is not that. They are using religious accreditation.
And why go that route?
Freedom. Plain and simple. Freedom of curriculum. Once you take government accreditation, you often have to standardize what you teach to fit secular norms. Scent College wants to teach on spiritual warfare, on casting out demons, on prophetic ministry.
Things a secular board might have an issue with.
Would definitely have an issue with. They'd flag it as unscientific. By staying a religious training school, they get to teach the supernatural without having to apologize for it.
So it's a credential for the kingdom, not necessarily for LinkedIn.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's for ordination, for church leadership, for your own personal formation.
That makes a lot of sense. It really filters the audience down to people who are hungry for the content itself, not just for a piece of paper.
And the flexibility of the programs reinforces that. Mm-hmm. You're not locked into a four-year degree. You can start with a certificate of ministry. That's a one-year track, just 10 courses. If you love it, you can keep going towards a diploma or even a bachelor's or master's. The barrier to entry is just so low.
So if I'm listening to this right now and I'm thinking, okay, I'm tired of maintenance mode, what's the actual next step? Because you mentioned the timeline. The clock is ticking.
It really is. We're recording this on January 19th, 2026. The enrollment deadline is January 31st. So that's less than 2 weeks to make a decision.
And the first class kicks off just after that.
February 5th. That's the start date for the fivefold ministry course.
You know, it feels like a very specific moment in time. You look around at all the instability in the world, and then you see these kinds of initiatives popping up. It feels like a necessary response.
I think that's the big takeaway. We often think of revival as this thing we wait for God to do to us. Like we're just waiting for lightning to strike.
Yeah.
The theology of Scent College suggests that God is waiting for us. He's already sent the Spirit. What he needs now are people who are trained, who are mature, and who are willing to be sent into their worlds. The bottleneck isn't in heaven. The bottleneck is our own lack of preparation.
That's a heavy thought. The bottleneck is us.
It is, but it's also a really hopeful thought because that's something we can actually change. We can get equipped.
So if you're ready to remove that bottleneck in your own life, here is the call to action. You go to scentcollege.com. That's S-E-N-T college.com. Find the enrollment section. It's $150 for registration and $150 for that first course. A $300 investment to, well, potentially change the entire direction of your spiritual life.
Then just remember, it doesn't matter if you're a CEO, a student, or a parent. The call is the same. You are called to be sent.
Scentcollege.com. The deadline is January 31st. Classes begin February 5th.
Don't miss the moment.
I want to leave you with one final thought to chew on. We talked about digging wells. In the ancient world, if you owned a well, you controlled the life of the entire village. It was a source of power. But the idea here is that you are the well. The Bible says that out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So the question isn't, is there water? The question is, are you blocked up? Are you full of debris, maybe bad theology, or just fear? Perhaps it's time to redig that well so you can actually be a source of life for the people around you. Thanks for diving in with us.